Mike Steven in for Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Good morning. You know, this week there's been some commotion in the Chicago tech and startup communities as the city implemented the cloud tax, and that's a tax on streaming services, things like Netflix and Spotify. So what's the fallout from this cloud tax, and what does it mean for businesses here in Chicago? Adrienne Hurst is a writer at Chicago Magazine. She's been covering this story of the cloud tax, and she joins us this morning to talk about it. Adrienne, nice to talk to you.
Hi, nice to talk to you too.
So the cloud tax, the big scary cloud tax, explain how this tax works.
Okay, well, so when we talk about the cloud tax, we're actually talking about two existing taxes. So it's just one big update, actually two big updates to two existing taxes. And the first of those is the amusement tax. And that has been in place since the 80s. It applies to the owners of any establishment where people basically receive entertainment. Mm-hmm. The movie theater, any place you go and see a play or a sporting event, that's been in place for decades. And what the new cloud tax has done is amend this tax to also include electronically delivered amusements, is the quote that they use. Mm-hmm. And that includes Netflix, Spotify, Hulu, basically any kind of entertainment that you access online and that you're paying for. So that is the first part. And the second part that people, you know, when most people hear that first part, they freak out because they're thinking, oh, my Netflix is going to be going up 75 cents or whatever. Right. But another part that's actually kind of a big deal for some of the businesses here in Chicago is the personal property lease transaction tax, which is a very long name. That's been in place since the 70s. And that applies to basically any business or person that leases property for a fee. So what the cloud tax has done to this tax is now non-possessory computer leases are included in the tax. And what that refers to is the cloud. So information that's being leased to users who do not own the computer, it's coming from that computer being the cloud. That is what it applies to. And it's also that 9% tax. So things like LexisNexis, Amazon Web Services, a lot of businesses use these. And that 9% tax for them, that can really add up over time.
Yeah. So really, there are two parts to this. So there is the part that, like you just said, really could impact business owners and startups here in Chicago. And then there's the first part that maybe we might feel because a lot of us have Spotify, a lot of us have Netflix. So we are going to see a little bit of an increase in our monthly payments for those services.
Right. So just the 9% tax. So if you're paying, for example, like $7.99 for Netflix, I think that's like a 72-cent addition, you know, which isn't too much over time. That might affect some people. But things like, you know, Amazon Web Services, I know that businesses can be spending hundreds, thousands. It totally depends on the size of the business, but their monthly fees are far greater than Netflix and Spotify subscriptions. So that's really been the biggest concern for Chicago's business community.
So this is only if you're in Chicago, though, right?
Right. So from what I understand and what everyone who's kind of been poring over these laws understands is that it's based on your billing address. So if your billing address is in Chicago, say, for example, you live in Chicago, but you use your parents' Netflix account and they live in Evanston or something, you are not going to be paying that tax. But if you live in Chicago, you are. And where the confusion comes in for businesses is Chicago-based businesses are not quite clear on whether they're going to have to collect that tax from just their users that are based in Chicago or based everywhere. And that is something that the city has yet to clarify.
How does it work with things like Google Docs? Because I know a lot of small businesses will use Google Docs and the Google Cloud or whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's a non-physical space where you upload a bunch of information and you can retrieve it from any computer. Does that fall into this?
Well, technically, it does fall into the definition of non-possessory computer leases. If you are paying for a Google Docs subscription, to be honest, I'm not completely familiar with how the paid elements of the Google Docs system works.
Right.
But if it does, you know, if you're paying for that, then you are going to be subject to a fee if you are in Chicago. But it's the business's responsibility to collect that tax.
So I know that a lot of startups, a lot of tech businesses here in the city are concerned about this because this is a growing portion of the Chicago economy. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of us feel that we are already taxed just a little too much here in Chicago. And here comes another tax. And I know that the tech communities have made their position known. They have lobbied City Hall. But exactly what are their concerns when it comes to something like the cloud tax? How might the cloud tax impact what they're doing?
Well, there's been a lot of confusion and a lot of anger. I spoke with Brian Fitzpatrick, who is the CTO of Talk, which is a Chicago startup. And he told me that cloud services are the second greatest expense for startups after labor. So if you think about how much, it depends on the startup again, but if you think about how much people like computer scientists make, and you think about the fact that this is the second greatest expense for those companies, that could be a lot of money.
Yeah.
So they're worried that this 9% could really add up. And not only that, not only on a personal level for these companies, but they're afraid that it could actually drive potential entrepreneurs out of the city, either to the suburbs or to Silicon Valley, to Manhattan. And that's really problematic for Chicago because, you know, we're no Silicon Valley, but we are undeniably growing. And, you know, last year was the city's best year ever for startups. They raised, I think it was $4.3 million per day.
Wow.
And Grubhub was bought out. Trunk Club was bought out. A bunch of companies were bought out. So it's been a steady incline for Chicago's tech scene. And it's been a huge concern for these people that it seems like one tiny little tax, but it could be enough to potentially make businesses reconsider where they're going to start their companies or where they're going to relocate.
Right. That's a very serious thing when we talk about the future of the business climate here in Chicago, because like you said, in 2014, startups did really well, $4.3 million a day. And that's incredible mm-hmm. here in Chicago. And the whole thing, you know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised by this with the cloud tax, but I'm sure a lot of us won't be, but this tax went into effect without a vote. Is that right?
That is correct. There was no vote. And, you know, basically their explanation for that is there was no new law passed. This was just an amendment to an existing tax. And it was, you know, it was probably easier for the city to update those taxes than it would have been to create a new tax. But that's also been a concern for many of these businesses. It seemed to come out of nowhere. The city says it doesn't because technically it is just an amendment. But The Verge, I think, was the first to cover this. And ever since then, everyone's just been blowing up about it, wondering. You've got the people wondering about their Netflix subscriptions, and then you've got the people wondering about more consequential issues, like how is this going to affect not only my company, but how is it going to affect Chicago as a whole? I'm not too surprised that the city is updating these existing taxes because, you know, brick and mortar businesses are being replaced with digital services. You don't see people going to Blockbuster, they're going to Netflix, and the city needs to kind of keep up with that. And obviously we have a lot of money that needs to be paid, and they're going to tax increases to find this money. But, you know, there have been some legal questions as well. Like, I've spoken with some lawyers who think that, you know, is the cloud personal property? Does that actually apply to the personal property lease transaction tax? And why amend the old tax instead of creating a new tax? So they've been having meetings, and they're concerned that the tax amendments are too vague to succeed, and they might see some legal backlash.
That was my next question, is what might happen in the courts? And again, you know, if you and your colleagues weren't reporting on this, that tax would probably just get thrown right onto our Netflix and Spotify bills. And really, how often do we look at those? And bam, all of a sudden we've got another tax that we don't even know about because, like you said, there was no vote in the city council. And I think that if this happened to be brought up in the city council, we might see a lot more fiery opposition to it. But when we, you know, talk about a possible legal challenge to this, is that in the works?
Not in the works right now. Some of the lawyers that I've spoken with said, you know, they're not prepared to take this to court. They're not prepared to challenge this until they get more clarification as to how the tax is going to be collected. The mayor's office last week said that after hearing complaints and confusion from the tech community, they are finding ways to exempt startups based on their revenue from the tax to keep Chicago competitive in the tech scene. But that will take up to a month to finalize. And no one is really sure yet how they're going to exempt those startups and what that revenue cap is going to be.
Well, hold on. We'll take a short break, Adrian. And when we come back, we'll talk more about just how tax policies affect strategic decisions here in Chicago and the effect that a tax like this, again, could have on the business community in the city. Adrian Hurst is a writer for Chicago Magazine. You can check out what she's writing on this issue of the cloud tax, chicagomag.com/cloud tax. Mike Steven in for Nick DiGilio. We'll be right back after these here on 720 WGN. WGN, Mike Steven filling in for Nick DiGilio this morning, talking about the cloud tax that was implemented recently with Adrian Hurst. She's a writer for Chicago Magazine, and she's been covering the story of the cloud tax. chicagomag.com/cloud tax is the website where you can check out what Adrian has been writing about. So, Adrian, like we've been talking about the cloud tax, it's a concern for a lot of startups and a lot of tech businesses here in Chicago. But just overall, as we take a step back here and look at sort of the big picture, tax policies and these various taxes really have a significant impact on business decisions and strategic decisions. And you said before the break that even this tax, which to some isn't like a huge tax, can start this ripple effect, and that could have an effect where businesses move out of Chicago, even out of the state of Illinois.
Right. And it's too early. It's way too early to see exactly how that's going to affect the city, if at all. But there are plenty of entrepreneurs and tech people who are concerned that that could be a consequence. And in a city that's already having a lot of troubles, that could be a huge deal. You know, like I mentioned earlier, how much money that these startups are raising. This could be, and Mayor Rahm Emanuel has historically been a big supporter of the tech community. Mm-hmm. So to see a tax like this come around, I think a lot of startups are confused not only at how it could have come into place right now, but at how it could affect this community. We just don't know yet.
Well, I think this also doesn't help anything because you have the state, and we've heard, especially after this last gubernatorial campaign, how Illinois has this reputation of not being business friendly, and there are way too many taxes in Illinois. And I know that here in Chicago, there's been a concerted effort to get businesses to come here and to stay here in the city. And this just plays into that whole narrative of, hey, if you want to start a business in Illinois, you better think twice and maybe not do it.
Right. And like I said, it does depend. I actually was speaking with my old boss at a startup that I used to work for back in Seattle. And he told me, he gave me his numbers for how much he spends or how much he was spending on that company per month on things like Amazon Web Services. And it was actually quite little. It wasn't much at all. But it was still more than obviously a Netflix subscription. But I think for businesses like those, really, really small startups, we had about like 10 people, it might not affect them as much. So for those companies, they might be able to do okay. But usually those companies want to grow. And right. If they were to grow to the point that something like AWS would be hundreds of dollars more on their bill than if they were living in, say, I don't know, Naperville, that could be a problem. So I think that's just kind of what we're waiting for, is to see if this exemption that Mayor Rahm Emanuel had proposed will actually come through and small businesses won't be exempt. Although even if that does happen, we still have the bigger businesses to worry about. I mean, Grubhub got huge. You know, there's still the potential for businesses like Grubhub to kind of break out of this small startup bubble. So we kind of just have to see where that goes. And I think everyone's just waiting for the clarification.
Right. And I think that some people that I've spoken to about this, who are in the business world, they say, we're pretty optimistic that, you know, there will be an exemption and we'll get through this. Because I think at the end of the day, the mayor has to understand that, you know, again, the startup community, like you said, in 2014, $4.3 million a day here in Chicago, that's pretty good. And you want to keep that around. And of course, you want to grow that. So it makes sense that
exactly.
If you throw another tax on there like this, you might want to put some exemptions, because this is really, you know, we talk about the future of Chicago and the future of our economy and business here. These tech startups, this innovation is really part of that economic future. And I think we should be nourishing that and nurturing that. And I think that message is getting through to Rahm Emanuel.
Right, absolutely. And the city says on their website, they say that they have increased the number of tech jobs in the city by 15,000 since 2011, I believe. And I know Mayor Rahm Emanuel had worked with some of the startups around here to make a pledge that over 1,000 new jobs were going to be added this year. I think that's the correct number. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with that success rate, it does come as a surprise, I think, to many businesses that this tax has come about. And it sounds like the mayor is listening. So we'll just have to see if he follows through and what's going to happen with this tax. I know that there have been, Chicago's not the first city to do this.
Right.
They're actually, the mayor's office, they told me that more than 30 states have already clarified their own amusement tax laws to reflect this kind of digital good world. And I think, like I said, the biggest issue has been the non-possessory computer lease tax. And I know that a couple other states have tried to pass things like that, and I don't believe they've been very successful. Like Vermont recently, in the last couple of years, I think, passed one and then put it to an end because they just weren't seen as friendly to businesses. And that's very detrimental. Nobody wants that. I mean, the city needs taxes. They need money. But
yep.
A lot of businesses are wondering if this is the right place to be looking for that money.
And beyond the business issue that we've been talking about, for the rest of us, that tax on things like Netflix, Spotify, Hulu, that's starting right now, so we should check out our bills and we can see a little bit of an increase there.
Well, it sounds like it, and that's what's so confusing is that I think businesses are still unclear as to how they're supposed to collect that tax. So as far as we know right now, it is in place as of July 1st, but they're giving businesses until September 1st to officially collect the taxes. But the bill, the amendment also said that businesses that do not collect those taxes before September 1st aren't necessarily exempt from the taxes they were supposed to have been collecting since July 1st.
Hmm.
So it's just all a bit of a mess that we're all trying to decipher here. We still got until September 1st before we may see these tax increases on our Netflix bills.
Huh.
Although we may see them now. It's
yeah,
a little
right.
bit of a toss-up.
Right. A confusing law in the city of Chicago. That's strange.
Indeed.
Never heard of that before. Huh?
Oh,
that's
no.
weird. Yeah, totally. Totally. Well, I think it's good what you're writing about and keeping us all informed about what's going on in City Hall, especially when it comes to the cloud tax. Again, you can check out what Adrian is writing at chicagomag.com/cloud tax. That is the article about this issue of the cloud tax here in the city. Adrian Hurst is a writer for Chicago Magazine. Adrian, thanks so much for talking to us about this issue, and hopefully we can figure all this stuff out. We'll be reading what you are writing in Chicago Magazine, and thanks for chatting this morning.
Thanks so much, Mike. It's a pleasure.